Question 19. Our knowledge of who is doing what permits us to make reasonably accurate predictions about the actual behavior of others. We enter a doctor's examining room, for example, knowing who is the patient, who is the doctor, and who is the nurse. We know that medical talk and activity will occur, and that we may be asked to sit on a table or take deep breaths. We can anticipate what the doctor may ask us to do, what questions will be asked, and what her manner will be. This is not to say, of course, that we routinely catalog all possible happenings in our minds before entering such situations, so that we are prepared for anything and everything. We do not, in fact, imagine everything that will take place, nor do we attempt to do so, nor could we do so. But we do entertain at least some ideas about what may occur. We imagine what is going to happen, and we get our ideas about what may happen from our knowledge of the perspectives provided by roles and situations.